Welcome to Big Natural Talents.
Hello, BNTini Universe. It's me, Kajana.
And Lauren.
And we... Sorry, that's a new... I change it up every week.
Every week we make it up. And she called on me and I wasn't ready.
This podcast is not formulaic. We don't follow a script. Anyways, we are joined by a guest where we've been gagging to get this guest for a long time, okay?
We have.
Just, you know, different schedules. And also Lauren and I suck at admin. And also she's been in Edinburgh, humble brag. Please welcome Nikki Britton.
Oh, my God. Thanks for having me, cutie pies. That's so kind to hear.
Yeah.
We've just haven't been able to make it work.
Yeah.
But the joy has been there. The love is strong. I'm so glad I'm here.
Yeah. And also, if you don't already know, she's like a comedian and star. And I'm not going to say anything more on the matter. Do your own research for once.
Just look her up. Oh, my God. What? When we introduce a guest, we're meant to like tell you who they are?
Not today. Not today.
Yuck. Oh, I just need to tell you as well that this chair is, she's a squeaker.
Yeah.
She's a real squeaker. So, I mean, also, I am farting a lot.
Yes,
so
she
just
is.
So you know, like, it's a little game for the listener to be like, is it a fart or is it the chair? So enjoy that throughout the next half hour.
Fun little Easter eggs for the listeners.
Yeah, there's little games built in. Before we get into it, like, Nikki just came out with a bombshell. Of her own. She's coming looking glamorous. She's wearing little, kind of a blazer set, a green top, green skirt. It's all happening.
Guys, don't. So we keep it fresh, green.
Where's she come from?
Voluminous, beachy. How does she do both? How does she make it look sleek but also like like loose and natural?
She's better than therapy.
She's
really.
She's come from a glamorous office at the beach, and she's actually going to a date after this. Tell us what's
please. What can you tell
date?
Us, what can
guys? You tell us? I sort of, it's a retaliation date because someone that I had like a gentle low-key fling with in Scotland was like, then we just stayed in touch. It's cool. It's chill. He lives on the other side of the world. There's not like a future to it. But, you know, there was like, he said he went on a date the other night and I was like, you have been outside of me for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Do you know, like 2 weeks ago, that makes no sense.
Yeah, I didn't.
You know what I mean? Like 2 weeks ago, you're inside me. Like, you know, like just a little gentle, like, buffer of consideration.
Totally.
Before you're like, look, I'm not leaping over the ocean to marry you, but like, maybe don't throw your date down my throat.
Can there just be something in between for once?
Just a little something. Like, I don't think they get it. I think they're just like, well, this is not going to be a relationship, so I'm going to move on. Mm-hmm. And we're friends, so I'll tell you about it. And I'm like, oh, please, a buffer for my heart.
Can we get some long term, old fashioned yearning for once?
Yes. Yearn for me.
We have some yearning on the table, not just like 2 weeks. Well, that's it. So he messaged you to tell you about the date. Was he like, you know, when they're like, oh, I feel weird about it. But it's like, well, you're still telling me.
Absolutely not. It had nothing to do with my feelings. I think he was just going for the gag off the back of it.
Whoa.
He was just like, oh, I went on this date with this girl and she did this thing and ha 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 ha.
Okay.
And I was like, really?
And you want
to. The first part of those sentences. It's flawed me.
And then then you're like, okay, well, like, am I a stuck-up bitch for thinking, like, being like, you know, is that rude? Like,
yeah, no. It's rude. It's so rude.
It's just, I think it's like a different. It's just a different. I don't know, like headspace.
Yeah.
It's such a quintessential man thing, I think.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I don't mean to, like, you know what, gender, blah. It's construct.
No, yeah.
Boring. But you know what I mean, like that kind of culturally, we are always the crazy bitch for not. Like processing fast enough.
Yeah.
When they're not processing, they're just compartmentalizing.
Yeah.
And we're expected to catch up. No, sir.
Give it
a month.
Yeah.
The cum is not dry.
Absolutely. I want to say something. I
don't say cum is not dry.
No. That's the title of the app for sure.
Okay, great.
No, I just want to say that you know what I think these guys do is that they don't show they're working. What it is like, here's what I picture he's done. He's like, had a nice time with you. Knows that he doesn't want anything serious, whether or not you do or not.
Mm.
He's like, maybe assuming that you do or like, okay, so like there's a million thoughts he has between being with you and then being like, yeah, I should be able to go on a date. And it was a really nice time, but also we're just casual. And also like blah, blah, blah. But then the way that he, what he does, there's his thoughts. And then what he does is, I went on a date. Which shows to you, shows to you, right? We were never, we're casual, so this is fine, right? Even though there's all these other thoughts. I just feel like what he's done is that there's no, hey, I had a really nice time, you know, not looking for anything. And then the ease into, so I went on this date, right? Hey, sorry, I hope this isn't weird to say it, but I went on another date. You know, like stuff that you see in the movies. They're like nice like little extra stuff.
Just a little gentle.
Just the gentle. Just gentle. They just think, oh, we weren't casual, so it's fine. She's a friend. This is a funny story. Yeah. I get the best of all the worlds.
That's what I think. Was the joke even funny? Was it even a funny bit?
Did he bomb?
He didn't bomb. It was like, you know.
You laugh?
It was a joke you'd chuck in between other bits.
Yeah.
You know, like it wasn't a bit.
It's not a closer.
It was not a closer.
No,
it was not a closer. But that's interesting that you talk about he didn't show the working, because then I did not show him the working.
That's right.
I did not show the working between when I was like, what? You've been on a date? What are you talking about? Oh, my God. Dude, this is, okay, never mind. I know it's not serious, but I just need a little more. Okay. Big breath in, big breath out.
Yeah. That's a clip. Okay? That's what it is. Because what I have learned, and I always love to preach, but like the only way to a relationship, friendship, whatever you want to call it with your therapist, is you have to show the working. That's the grueling part of life, is like you need to say the thing that you think you can't say.
Sure.
And or you know how so much of dating is being like, am I coming across too keen? Like, and then you just play these games. It's because games is no good.
And that's the thing. Like, if we were in a relationship, I would show the working.
Yes.
And there is so much working. That's probably why I've been single as long as I have. Because I insist on showing the working. And people are like, I am tired now.
It's been the HSC every year of your life. Yeah. Working, algebra, up like, the sides of the page.
Hey, when you ordered an entree, it made me feel kind of like weird, because I was like, are we going to share an entree? And then I realized that's my insecurity. And I'm projecting. Yeah, it can be laborious.
Yeah, of course. So I... given that it was not going to go anywhere or do anything, I was like, well, he doesn't want to see the working. He doesn't want to see the working.
Yeah.
So I just proceeded. Then I also, like, closed the app that I was talking to him on, opened Hinge, got straight back on.
Slave.
So the date that I'm going on after this record...
Here we go.
...is the guy that I matched with on Hinge.
Great. Yeah. So it's a... Wow. Not a rebound, but, like, it's like a...
It's a revenge.
A revenge date.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Or it's a Khloe Kardashian revenge date.
Yep.
Which we support.
Thanks, guys.
Can I just say an example of a time that I want to say maybe was working, but in a dating scenario?
Please.
So you all know my boyfriend, Ben Goshen, for everyone who doesn't.
Sorry, are you going out with someone?
Oh, my God.
She never talks about it. And I don't think she really likes him.
Oh, my God. So Angel Ben Goshen?
Angel Ben Goshen, but again, everyone, I talk about him so much. He was really, really shy. And when we started dating... there's no working, there's nothing. I've got nothing to, I'm looking at a blank page most of the time. And it was like vibes, but it was hard. Anyways, there was this one date. We went on this date and it was nice and we were talking. And I just remember being frustrated because he didn't hold my hand. He didn't show any sign that it was a date other than two people in a booth talking all night, blah, blah, blah. And then he walks me to my car and I say, bye. Does he kiss me? Does he lean in? Does he say or do anything? No. I say goodbye and he goes to Splendor in the Grass. Then me, my working,
it wasn't even happening. He just went up to Byron Bay and waited for the festival to kick off.
He just went. Men are always doing this.
They're strange. Show you working on that one, Ben.
Right. So then me working, just like imprint what you just said and replay it for me. And then I just texted him, hey, can I ask you, did you not kiss me? Like something about like, hey, you know, you didn't kiss me. Is that because you don't like me or what? I just was like, hey, I'm thinking this. It's going to be stewing in my head. I could read this a million different ways. Or I can just be like, hey, was there a reason you didn't kiss me? And guess what that man said? He said, sorry, I just like was really shy. Just something to the nature of I didn't think of it. Adorable. I was really shy. Now, that's vulnerable and scary to do that because someone could be like, sorry, not interested. They could lie and say, no, I'm interested. And then ghost you. It could be... insert a million different things.
Yeah.
But I had to show the working and then he showed me mine, which is forever what is with Ben. I'm like, did you not do this out of a reason? Or he's like, no, I didn't think of it. And I was like,
and
okay.
And that is why you will be happily married forever.
Mm. Maybe. 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 We don't know.
But I just mean that's the basis. That's the foundation of such a healthy thing.
Right.
And if you can find someone who's willing to be vulnerable and show their working as well, oh boy, what a sweet trait that is.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I show my working and people, like I said, people either go, oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know.
Not ready.
No, not ready. They're not ready. They're not ready to show their working.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's confronting.
So like, what's this date you're going on now? Where, yeah. Is it a daytime date? Is it a...
It's a daytime date. We were just kind of...
Wholesome.
Well, yeah, it is a little wholesome. I mean, the chats have been consistent. They've been respectful. They've been interesting. They've been...
Wow.
And, okay, guys, I don't know. Okay, just gentle crisis.
Yeah.
And this is on me. I realize I am a terrible person.
What have you done to this poor man?
But, okay, so, you know, it's going well. Things are great. Like, I'm absolutely not physically, like, they could be short, tall, bald, fat, don't care. Absolutely fine. Love it. Mm-hmm. No problem. You do you. Conversation's great. Like I said, respectful, interesting, vulnerable at times.
Okay, what's wrong with him?
Playful.
Come on. What, does he have an eye patch or something?
So we were like, you know, there was a couple of times where it was easier to leave a voice note. And he was like, leave a voice note. And he's been pushing for like phone number exchange. Ooh. Where I'm like, absolutely not until we meet in person.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah.
But so he's like, voice note, leave me a voice note. And I've left him a few voice notes. And he has not left any voice notes. And I was like, hey, you know, like, haha, you've got to leave a voice note, because he pushed for the phone number exchange thing again. And I was like, I haven't even heard your voice in a voice note. Goofy fun, goofy play. And then his voice. Guys, I don't know. Like, I think a voice is important.
Yeah. The three of us on microphones, in a booth, in a sound booth.
A voice really does a lot. It does.
Come on, what's the voice? Can you give us in three words description
or an impression?
It's like,
hello.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
Kermit.
Hi. Not. Not full Kermit. Not full Mickey Mouse. But you. I don't think I would want that voice to talk dirty to me.
Oh, my God. Thank you for saying that.
Do you know?
Yeah, it can. I find, okay, even as someone who does podcasts and other things, and I feel like your voice can change in different situations.
That's true.
When you do a voice note, like, you get self-conscious or something, and then you start talking kind of weird, or I feel like sometimes on stage my Australian accent gets a bit more broad.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I can get quite broad.
People are like, oh, you... When I come off stage, are you British? Do you have a British?
Oh, wow.
No, absolutely not. It's just that they've heard me on stage. And I'm like, fucking, like, yeah, gets very broad. Wow. So who am I to judge?
Yeah.
But
so you never know.
Here I am judging.
But we are humans. We judge every second, every millisecond. So yeah, I understand. So but you're not calling off the day. You're still going on the
date. Absolutely not.
But you've got that information in the bank of being like, how do I feel about this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how very shallow of me.
I mean, maybe, but all of these things build a picture that, you know, that it mean you might be attracted to them or not. But I think maybe, I think you need to see the voice in live, actually, you know? You got to see it tied to the face and the
totally.
The whole energy.
Can I ask you guys a question? Yeah. If you found, like, your dream man and he had, like, a squeaky voice, but then when he dirty talked, this is implying you think dirty talk is important, which I do. And his voice gets really like your dream dirty talk, like deep and barreling and so
bad.
Could you date that man?
I mean, like, how squeaky is it normally? Like, is it like crazy? Could he not just dirty talk all the time?
Except
He's like at a restaurant. He's like, hey, you dirty little bitch.
Yeah.
Get me that. I will have the spaghetti fucking bolognese and pour me a hot glass of wine with that. And I was like, and what are you going to have?
You're going to piss.
That's the voice. Anyway, it's just a fun question to throw out.
Yeah, I think it would be tough.
It would be tough, wouldn't it?
It'd be tough. But I like your theory.
I mean, it'd be fun. It'd be quirky. It'd be weird.
Yeah, it'd be quirky. But just dirty talk all the time.
So true.
Where's the fault?
Well, they'd lose their job, lose friends.
Yeah, of course,
be
of course.
Cancelled out, you know?
They'd be in prison.
Yeah.
It's post-me too. Like, they'd be in prison.
Really inappropriate, but it'd be really hot.
Ruin their family relationships.
Yeah. Nikki,
Christmas was never
Did you
say
what you guys are doing for this day?
What's the activity?
Like, is there an activity? Is there...
Well, I think it's just a drink.
A drink.
Yeah, it's just a drink.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
What's been, like, forgetting how, and you can please answer it too, like, forgetting how the thing ended up, What was like the best date like that you've ever had, like vibe wise or activity or the way it flowed? Oh, or like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know how you can have a great date, but it doesn't like whether or not it went anywhere or just like the memory of just, is that a crazy question?
I mean, it is to me just because you know my dating history and it doesn't tend to go well.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done an activity.
I think I'm
trying to think about if I've done like active. I feel like I've been a fan of like just like a drink because it's non-committal.
Yeah.
It's not a meal.
Yeah. To be honest, I like the idea of an activity on a date.
Yeah.
Totally. I think it shows more about the other person. You know, like, do they have a sense of competition? Are they good with directions?
Yeah.
I don't know why that's important. Imagine, like, how are they going to talk to other people involved in the activity?
Yeah.
Imagine your first date and it's like an Amazing Race style date.
I feel like you want an activity like on the second date, like once you've kind of done a first, like an initial like audit of them.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, let's take this to an escape room and find out who you really are.
My favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to commit to 9 holes of putt-putt if you're a fuckhead.
And also, I guess like if I went on an escape room for a first date, like they would find out that I am impatient, mean,
sure,
don't have fun, I'll get really mad, hate puzzles, bad at them. But also, I mean, if you can't handle being my worst, maybe you don't deserve being my best.
Totally. She's showing the working.
Yeah.
And you better tick, tick, tick.
Yeah. So I'm like, you're going to be locked in a room with me and I'm not going to be nice. And there's probably going to be harsh lighting there. So I won't even look as good as I could. But
have you ever done an escape room?
No.
I've never done one.
I don't want to.
Okay. We're doing it because I'm the girl who's done a million. I'm going to bring my two favorite friends who've never done escape. I bet you fucking idiots would love it.
I get the feeling that I would love it. Like, it's something that I want to do.
I feel like you would like it.
And you would like it if Nikki was there.
No, because you like, you know, like.
I feel like you would like it.
It's a goal because like, you're like a positive person who would like have fun doing things and like, you know, you like would bring a positive energy to it, whereas I would be like, oh my god, are we gonna have to like do a puzzle? Like, I don't want it, like, right. You know, like you're okay. Kind of up for a good time, I feel.
Yeah, I think oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's good feedback going into a date.
The only questions and notes I had for you, Nikki, actually, so if anyone hasn't met Nikki or seen her, I feel like you like radiate such like a positive energy,
joyful.
Like, I don't know about like if auras are real, but like, do you feel like if anyone in the world like had an aura, like it would be you?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
It's like yellow. It's like orange. It's like, right?
Like, oh yeah.
Surely you get this all the time.
Of course, she's like an angel.
But she's like a glowing beacon of energy. Yeah, like
just someone who would never make you feel bad.
Yeah,
someone who when you walk away makes you feel better. Which is how I think everyone in the world should fucking be, but they're not, and that's why they're more special.
Yeah, wow.
But that's what you're like on stage, off stage. Yeah. It's not fake. It's just So in saying that,
I obviously can't receive this compliment. Being a woman, I'm immediately looking at things that I will compliment you to about in like a like genuine way, but also like in a like
a rebuff.
It's like compliment bulimia where you just like, okay, well, I'll let myself have a little bit of sweetness, but this is all yours now.
Wait, so was there a question tied to that?
I mean, then the only questions were like, what's your advice on like how to be more positive and energetic? And also, have you ever like been really rude to someone? Because I can't picture you like being rude to someone.
So true.
So I feel like if you had been rude to someone, you would like remember it and feel really bad about it as well. Like,
yeah. Wow. I've accidentally been rude to people in the past. I was rude to someone in traffic on the way here.
Ooh.
I feel like road rage is my one corner.
Yeah.
Oh, like even the dark corner.
The Dalai Lama, you put him in a car in Sydney traffic. Yeah, he's going to go off. He's going to
be like, use your indicator. He'd have an accent all of a sudden. Australian.
It comes out.
What were you doing that was rude in the traffic incident? Did you like say something?
I'll be flipping birds all over the shop. Flippity do that. Like,
that's so funny. Do you know I never do that because I'm scared? Like,
it's such a mom vibe though. Like, I've turned into like, do you ever remember like your mom flipping the bird and you're like, oh, mom, this is embarrassing. It's like, it's so impotent. Do you know what I mean? Like, just one middle finger is that, it's like, what, like the lightning bolt is attracted to the end of your finger and you're just channeling. It's not happening. You're in a bloody suburban car with a finger up. Like, it's so impotent. But yeah. It you can't, there's nothing else you can do.
Yeah.
It comes out.
God, I yell and then I don't do the finger, but I put like both my hands up going like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, yeah,
I go
yeah.
like, what? Like,
yeah, yeah.
That's a big one for me. And they're like, well, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Awesome.
I'll often say things like grow up.
Yeah.
That's so
like good. A real instruction of just like, just be better. Just be a better person.
Yeah.
But very aggressively.
Or just you hear like specific phrases that like your parents would even say, like that, like just really like if someone does something, then I'll be like, oh, you're cracking jokes.
Yeah, that's, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's like my dad verbatim. And you just think, why? Where do you say that? Why do you say that? And then it just comes over you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
My mum would always say after road rage, pardon my French. That's the fun. Only time I'd heard that, when she like swear and call them like, fuck really? You, fuck. And she's like, pardon my French, girls.
That's so cute. I used to have a joke early on where I was like, I'm fluent in French, because I used to swear on stage.
That's
back
awesome.
In the days when people would like pull you aside as a woman and be like, now you had some sort of, you know, kind of funny things to say, but you just don't have to swear as much as you do. You got a pretty face. We don't want to hear all that muck coming out.
And so funny.
Obviously, I've remembered the pretty face comment in there as well.
Then that's what you keep, you know, and then you throw away.
Gonna, yeah, totally.
What doesn't serve you, but what serves me is thinking that I have a pretty face.
That's what I'll take. Thank you so much. See, I have so much to learn from you girls.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The time that I was inadvertently rude was, it's always about it's just about my insecurities usually. Mm. Like this beautiful guy who was so sweet in, like, maybe it was 2 years out of high school. He was going to a football ball. You know what I mean? Like, football teams would have an end of year event, black tie event, where they would raise money for the drugs for the next year. I don't know how football works. This is what I assume from watching the news.
They have group sex and stuff.
Yeah, then it's done. They do that. They do that. Yeah, it was whatever. A community football, so you know, less pissing in each other's mouths or something. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, he was super lovely, and we were all in a group, girls, guys, everyone at the beach one day, and he said, they were talking about who they were going to invite.
And when was this? Was this when you were also like a teen?
I was like maybe 19, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Maybe 19, maybe 20. Not even, 19. Everyone was asking who everyone was going to take. And they said, how about you? And he said, well, actually, like, I thought maybe Nikki, would you like to go with me? And I laughed in his face. Now, this was born from a like extreme low self-esteem, and my expectation genuinely was, because there was a group of people there, I assumed he was attempting to humiliate me. I thought that he was like, ha, this will be a laugh. She'll think that I'm actually inviting her. Ah, ha, ha, the joke will be on her. And so I, like, maybe this is why we go into comedy, but I was getting out in front of the joke and laughing at it before everyone had a chance to laugh at me. And I was like, And I saw him recoil. And I still, to this day, remember that moment so clearly and have genuinely, like, hold guilt for that. But I don't reckon, like, probably only in the last 3 years have I realized the working. Have I like gone and figured out the working? I know.
Did you ever speak to him again or explain it?
No, I've never seen him again, and I never explained it. And I,
oh my God, is
I
he think single?
I think you should.
I think he's married with kids now. Oh my gosh, I've gone all pink in the cheeks. That's just really even remembering sweet. It. I feel so bad.
No, but can I just tell you what?
How rude is that?
No, but then
that's awful.
But do you see how the working, like, it's like what a Netflix show does. It's like, how can we like these characters who do bad things? And then you like see the work. It's like, that's why we love, because we're human and we do all these. We're complex. And so the reason I say that is because, sorry, but I went on a holiday with my mum for her birthday, blah, 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 blah.
Don't you apologize for
that,
babe.
No, because it's your story, but
you
should
be sorry.
Oh my gosh, the link to yours. The story's done. It's good.
No, but.
Also, let's lift it up a little. I'm like, terrible self-esteem.
Hey, it's a podcast. We all kind of throw in with different ideas. And then we relate with our own kind of examples and stuff. So, like, you go ahead.
Okay, do it. So it was with my mum and my sister for their birthdays in the Blue Mountains. Anyways, we were talking about, you know, the three of us, if you know me in the podcast, you know, we all come from trauma and we're all figuring out, all going to therapy and shit. And my sister is like the youngest, and so she's going through it the most, if that makes sense. She's like at the age and was harder for her or whatever. And we were talking about that, and I brought up that I was like, I used to be in a past relationship, like her, in the sense that I was screaming and I would be really kind of awful to my very early boyfriend. And my mom was like, I had no idea. And this was before I went to therapy and I figured out what I was doing and why that was happening, because it was like this deep rejection, and I would just, and I was reacting instead of responding, and so I'd have really high highs and really low lows. One example is he was late to our date for like 10 minutes and he was like, sorry, I was like playing PlayStation too long. And I was, this is the one time I've lost it in public, but I was on the phone and I was screaming and crying, being like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I don't know, I couldn't understand, because I think deep down I was like, every little thing meant, instead of just being like, if you love somebody, you're like, oh, you're late, that's fine. I was like, this means if you're late, you didn't prioritize me, you don't love me, I'm defective, I'm broken, whatever. You've that's abandoned the working. Me. That's the working, yeah. I had to learn. And my mom said to me, she was like, have you told him this? Have you said to him that you were going through stuff and you've come out a better person and you've done the work? And I tried to, because it ended very, very sort of badly, very abruptly. And when I did try to talk to him, I don't think he was in the place. But her just saying that to me then, even though maybe I've tried to do it a few times, it made me again want to be like, I really, because like we're just human, and I'm going to cry, sorry. But I was like, yeah, I'd want to say it to him. Like, I'm really sorry that I did that and like own it. And I can't like take over how he can choose not to forgive me or whatever. But anyway, so that inspired me to be like, not that you have to do this, but I was like, I just feel like you never not get grateful to hear something. You know when people come out and like, I'm sorry, I bullied you. Maybe you don't have to take it on. But just that act, she was like, what people do when they're in that rehabilitation. You know, what do you do when you go AD?
Oh, alcohol? And like the 12 steps, you make amends.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Make amends. Steps. And I was like, totally. Fuck, I want to make amends. Like, if it makes you know that you've done that part, then the rest you can leave. You can leave it as it may. So that just made me think like, you know, totally. You, it matters to you because you are a person who never wants to hurt anyone. And it came from a place that is like built into you of like that low self-esteem makes you act like that until you,
It's so true. Like, and I've actually looked him up a couple of times on social media and stuff. I don't think I've sent the message unless I got drunk and sent the message. I can't remember.
Give us your phone.
It's so interesting, you know, like sometimes I think people can feel really indulgent when they do things for themselves, like they go to therapy or they go to a energy healer or they talk about whatever. They can feel like, oh my God, don't even, yuck, I'm so annoying, I'm so boring. How dare I spend money and spend time helping myself or fixing myself or whatever. But it is like, that's the perfect example. Like hurt people hurt people. And if you can, that's the thing. I think like it's so kind that you would say that I have this aura, but I just feel like, you know, I went through some shit real young and started going to therapy real young and kind of, that was such a blessing because I realized if I'm going through this stuff and if I have like so much pain and hatred for like who I am or what I did or, you know, behaviors that I've come out with, everyone has that. Mm. And everyone's like a lost little kid who was neglected or abandoned or abused, or even if they weren't, like, you know, if they had love like throbbing through their life. Sorry, throbbing was the wrong word to talk about the inner child with.
I think it's sexy.
But everyone's got stuff. And so I think, except for people who cut you off in traffic, everyone deserves love. And do you know, like sometimes I feel like such a naive goof. Like I do feel like the butt of the joke sometimes, being as optimistic as I am. I think people look at me and go, what a fucking idiot. Like watch the news. Don't you think like shit's going down? How can you be such – it probably comes across as ignorant a lot of the time or naive, but I don't know. I feel like at this moment in history – it's like an act of defiance. Yeah. It's kind of like my protest to be like, nah, we can still love through this. Like we can still love each other. Yes. We can still find the best in each other.
Yeah.
Through everything, through all the pain, like the communal, like global pain that we're going through.
Because like what are you going to do? Like those people who are like, I can't believe you're happy at a time like this. Like, it doesn't make, like, there's always, like, obviously it's a pretty bad time, but there's always been crazy stuff forever. Yeah. So, like, what are you going to do? Just, like, be miserable forever? There's always going to be some shit going on. People in, like, the 50s were like, how are we going to raise our children in these dark days? Yeah. And now it's like, you don't even know.
You,
like,
don't even know.
You just got to work it out. And for some people, you know, you've done a lot of work and it's good, and I'm trying.
Yeah. And everyone gets there in their own time as well. Like, truly, like I said, I feel so grateful that I went through my shit real young. And it doesn't, like, there's more shit to come. Definitely. And there's more that, you know, you're still uncovering about yourself. But yeah, everyone comes to it in their own time. I think at this age, like, I don't really, you know, like, it used to be this thing of like, oh my God, you went to therapy, or like, are you fucked up? Like, are you like, ugh. Now I genuinely don't trust people who haven't been in a therapist's office at least once.
Yeah.
Or like at least got, you know, someone in their family who dragged them along to family therapy or something, you know?
Yeah.
People who were like, bless. Like, I hope that they've lived this rich life and they've really just come through unscathed.
Mm.
And that's wonderful. But if you've never looked inside yourself,
you've never
acknowledged the behavior and the way that you sit in the world and the way that how you sit affects other people in the world, and you've never just even once done a little personal inventory and gone, well, maybe this could be a smidge better. I just go, oh, sugar plum, that's a life unexplored.
Yeah.
Come on.
At least the curiosity.
Yes.
The curiosity, the awareness, the self-awareness. Like,
And it might not be like traditional therapy. It might be like sitting on a mountain with a guru, or it might be, you know, like a deep spiritual yoga practice or whatever.
Yeah.
But
however you get into it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be different. No,
yeah, but it makes you more interesting too, I think. Like, because I've been to therapists like on and off because I hadn't found a good one. Like, I went to one who was like just a girl my age, and she was like, yeah, like, I guess, like, do you want to, like, we could do like a budget or something if you're interested about money. And I'm like, girly, like, anyway, but I've got a new one now.
A journey to find the right one.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. But even then, like, I feel like I've always, like, you know, been listening to Oprah's podcast and stuff.
That's
and,
her way know, in.
That was my way in.
Oh, yeah.
But you need to kind of look inwards, because then also I think, like, creatively, I was like, I think therapy would be really good because the more I can kind of interrogate my thought process, the more I'll be more self-aware to be able to kind of be a more interesting person and, like, write better jokes as well. Like,
I think that's it,
you know. If you're, like, gonna try to produce anything, you kind of need to understand where it's coming from.
100%.
Yeah.
And I think it ultimately makes you more compassionate, more empathetic, and kind of through that you're able to reach other people more, you know, better and more frequently, because you can understand more, you know, like, there's kind of different tangents of perception than you're able to understand. And yeah, because of that, understand other people's
deep
stories.
Deep.
Oh, guys, I thought this was a comedy podcast.
Okay, well, fun question.
It's such funny thing when you, like, I don't know, I'm happy to go deep and happy to be goofy, and I always worry on a comedy podcast that I'm like, oh no, I've dragged us down.
No, never.
We'll do a question, and then we've got to wrap up pretty soon, because then we do gossip episode.
I didn't.
Okay, here's a short button to button the episode.
Love this.
What's a celeb you would absolutely fangirl over if you met? Like, there's got to be one for everyone that, like.
Tracee Ellis Ross is just a dream.
She's amazing.
Melissa McCarthy, I think I'd lose it for a bit. Like, she's exceptional. Okay. No, okay. So,
oh my God,
I have a list in my phone.
Yes!
I have a list in my phone. Titled, Women I Would Follow Into Battle.
That's so funny. God. That's so cringe, I'm going to be honest. But it's very funny.
But it's right. So no, but like, it's the love, it's the poster angel. Like, she's ready to go.
Women I Would Follow Into War. Where is it? Oh, here we go. Okay. It's just titled Into War.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Tracee Ellis Ross is up there. Sharon Horgan.
Who's that?
Sharon Horgan is an Irish, incredible actress and writer, but she also does a lot of producing in film and TV. She's exceptional.
Cute.
Everything she makes is excellent. She made Divorce with Aisling B.
Pulling and Catastrophe.
What's Aisling B's?
Oh, that This Way Up.
This Way Up. Oh my gosh, brilliant. Aisling B is the next person on the list. Emma Thompson.
Oh wow,
would follow into war. Lizzo.
Yes.
Meryl Streep, obviously. Yes. Catherine Hahn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I see. You two, you're on the same vibe.
Oh, yeah. Catherine Hahn.
Absolutely.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Star.
Catherine O'Hara as well, while we're on the Catherines.
I think I know who that is.
I think I know who that is, but I can't pick.
Oh, Catherine O'Hara is Moira in Schitt's
Creek. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she's awesome.
Melissa McCarthy, Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And Molly Shannon.
Wow.
Amazing.
But they're actresses and celebrities. Like, they're not. Yeah. Like, also Jane Goodall.
Far out. Yeah. How many people on that list? What's the number?
It's also like a work in progress list.
Yeah.
It was 11.
11? Okay.
Or 12 with Jane Goodall.
Okay. 12 with Jane Goodall as well. Let's put her in this as well. 12. 13 with you. 14 with me. 15 with Conchetta. We're going to say it. We're going to pitch it. Ocean's 15.
Okay. Imagine.
Jane Goodall trains a series of chimpanzees to.
Are we the chimpanzees?
Rob a bank. Maybe we are.
Okay.
We should all be assigned a chimpanzee as a friend.
And they
match up personalities. Yes. Like Dalmatians, you know, when they walk the dogs and the dog looks like the owner.
This movie's going to take probably 10 to 15 years to produce because we're going to have to hand raise the chimps ourselves.
It is going to take a while. Jane might have a few up her sleeve, though. Maybe she's been working on this.
Yeah.
I'll email her.
Yeah. Thanks.
Should we wrap up?
Let's wrap up because then we've got gossip. Nikki has some crazy dating stories. And you've got, I wonder what we're going to bring to the table. And then also
I have an Adam Levine goss story.
What?
Or is it Levine? I don't know how to say it.
I think it's Levine.
I've always heard Levine.
Yeah, great. Maybe, but then that's the same as Avril Levine. Maybe.
Are they related?
Adam Levine.
Adam.
Now I'm having a like, Levine in my head.
Let us know.
He's on my list. I'd go into war for him.
Would you?
I'm kidding.
I'd go in for Avril Levine.
You want, after you hear this gossip, you will not go into war.
Oh my gosh.
Him.
I would follow him into like a restaurant and that's it.
Yeah. I would follow Avril Levine's skater boy into war, obviously, because he really made an impression on her.
Yeah, the mythology of him.
Yeah, the mythology of this kind of boy.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to plug, Nikki, before we wrap up?
I don't know.
You've just done show. Are you having a break
now?
Yeah,
I'm like, I just did Edinburgh, which was amazing, but like, it is a behemoth. It's so overwhelming and huge.
It seems insane.
So, you know, I'll probably write a new show that'll probably happen at festivals next year. I have a podcast.
Yes.
Mates Talking About Stuff with Harley Breen. I mean,
and
you can
socials?
Check that out.
And your socials.
And my socials at the Nikki Britton on Insta and Nikki Britton everywhere else.
Yeah. Two Ks.
Two Ks and an I.
Yeah.
Double T-O-N. That's me.
That's it.
Is there anything else?
Thanks, Nikki. That was a mate. We'll get into the gossip.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's
love
get
that.
In. We'll see you on Thursday with the gossip. Buy our merch. We've got merch in the Instagram.
I'm wearing it.
Bio.
You can't see it, but
you
I
really
am.
Are.
You can probably hear it. It's carrying it into the room. Tees and toes.
It's dirty talking.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm a t-shirt.
All right.
Bye.